Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crazy nights. Can I ask why we're playing the Hanukkah song on Thanksgiving?
You do not want to know what just happened back here.
You know Adam Sandler has a turkey song.
Dan, if you want to break down what just happened.
I don't even know how to describe it. You were locked in on finding the Sandler Thanksgiving song?
Yes.
Yes, which is good. Yes. Appropriate.
And so I heard put on your yarmulke. It's time to celebrate. I thought you were just like clicking through
videos to
find something. And straight face, just click. Here we go. So that is, that's unbelievable.
Well,
happy Hanukkah, everybody.
It started playing, and then I looked over at Dan. I go, oh, I'm not supposed to be playing the Hanukkah song. I was looking for the Thanksgiving song.
It's okay. You have whatever they call it, senioritis, holiday-itis. You're looking forward to having
and people already have their Christmas lights up like we were talking about.
So you're fine. That's a good point.
You're covered.
You were balancing things out for the Jewish listeners. It's, like, yeah, we're going to start Hanukkah music, too.
That'll hold up in court.
It's tough. How could you ever get mad at Stiz really for anything?
No, you couldn't, because he has that laugh when he knows he screws up. He does that,
we had it.
Please save me.
Please save you. Well, you know, that could have been the Adam Sandler Thanksgiving song, but no, we had a Hanukkah song leading into Thanksgiving Day, which we talked earlier to Adam Schefter from ESPN, and he did acknowledge that this is a great slate of games. He thinks the NFL just kind of got lucky.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
They did.
Well, but you put teams, you knew Kansas City at Dallas. You know Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have a 99% chance of being a big game.
But they're one's 5-5-1, and one is 6-5.
Yeah, no, I know. They're actually worse than I would have maybe predicted them to be.
And you know why this is? So I forget what game it was. It was a game in 2016 or 8 where it broke records. People think that this is going to break.
Yes.
This is going to be 50 million viewers. And it's because it's the two franchises, but they're both of these teams need to win this
game.
Must
win. Absolute
That's
must
why
win game.
It makes it such a big game is their marquee franchises that are in, like, that both need this win desperately.
Yes,
That's,
it is.
So they're thinking it'll break records for a regular season game.
Correct. And it's in the 4:30 time slot, so people are done with dinner probably and kind of just sitting around the living room. So just a rundown. So the first game at 1 o'clock. Which I feel like this used to start earlier. Didn't this
used to start at 12, then they moved it to 12:30, and now ultimately it's 1 o'clock.
Kind of pushing it back. You like one?
I don't know, but I like morning sports. I like earlier sports. Yeah.
Well, in your world where you say it's a great day because, you know, you just get to sit around and watch football and don't have any responsibilities.
Yeah.
I used to enjoy, because I think we were like a 2 o'clock dinner family. You'd sit back while everything's being done in the kitchen.
The wife will have you working now. It's 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Hey, you can get up and do some
Absolutely.
Stuff
Absolutely. But Green Bay at Detroit at 1 o'clock on Fox. Then, as Ted mentioned, you have Kansas City. The Chiefs head to Dallas, take on the Cowboys at 4:30. That's a CBS game. And then the nightcap, Joe Burrow is back at Baltimore, 8:20. That's on NBC. That's obviously
fired up, boy.
Fired up. I mean, that's a division rivalry that's usually physical, crazy, feisty.
Jamar Chase is coming back.
Lamar Jackson is trying to get the Ravens. I mean, they are back. They're in the playoffs. They're atop that division again. And then I don't know if people know this. I don't know how widely known this is by everybody, that there is a 3 o'clock on Friday, Black Friday game.
The Amazon Black Friday special.
Yes, the Bears at the Eagles. So another high-end NFC game. These are, I think all four of these games could be Sunday Night Football. Any one of these games could be a Sunday Night Football game, and you have them between 1 o'clock on Thursday throughout that day and then into Friday. Which is the best game? Is it the Dallas-Kansas City because of the must-win nature?
Probably so, but I mean, I don't know. Who would have thought before the season that the Bears-Eagles would be a compelling game? There's to me, so many compelling games this week, and honestly, hard to predict. I mean, there's a lot of teams, to me, or games that are kind of like you could see it going either way in a lot of these games, but I love the 3 o'clock Friday. I do. I'm not gonna lie. It's just an odd time. It's different, and so why the hell not? But I think this week of games, it was the hardest slate of games for me for my league where I have to pick a winner in every game to pick because I just think there's so many evenly matched teams.
Yeah,
playing each other.
Fitzy, though, I've always wondered, and this was sort of the root of my question to Schefter, because I always thought. Everybody's going to watch Thanksgiving football, right? Like, you're just sitting around with your family pre-dinner, dinner, post-dinner, playing games,
It's white
whatever.
Noise, and it prevents you from having to talk to each other in case there's any political discourse or familial discomfort.
So I always wondered if the league was like, you know, don't put too good a game on Thanksgiving because we can use that in another time slot on a Sunday night or a Monday night. This year, that's not the case. This year, these are standalone, elite, great matchups that we would all tune in regardless of when these games were.
Ad revenue checks cash all the same as far as they're concerned. So, you know, I think they just absolutely lucked into it. Although I'm sure
that's
they
what
believe.
You do.
Yeah, I'm sure they absolutely believe that Packers Lions would be good because, wait, guys, think for how many, not just years, decades, we got served absolute crud fests with Lions versus whoever was going to come in and be favored by double digit points and just stomp them out. Now, for the last half decade, the Lions have been watchable, fun, good, easy to root for. It's great. This is a perfect game tomorrow. It's a 2.5-point spread. It's basically a pick 'em. And now the Lions are going to get that emotional boost with Frank Ragnow coming back to them as well. Like it's a big deal. He was one of the five best centers in football. If he can play starting the week after, it's huge.
Has that ever happened? Like a dude just off the street? I mean, for that position, like quarterbacks have been pulled off the street.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, and what shape is he?
Who was the quarterback for the Seahawks that came?
Your boy Crapsheets post said he was in game ready shape and it should not be very long.
Okay, so he's been planning for this or something.
What has he been doing? Playing football games in the dark with people?
I bet you Dan Campbell has been calling him. You ready to come back this week? How about this week?
Well, just because you've been lifting weights doesn't mean you're game ready.
Right.
How are you game ready if you haven't played in a game?
I find it hard to believe he's going to go out there next week and have like 60 snaps and just be fine.
Yeah, that's insane.
In fact, if I could bet on an injury for him, if they try to do that, if they just try to throw him out there, I would take the over on an injury for him.
Oh
my
God,
if you just try to throw 60 snaps in there. But it is interesting. It does give them a little life as a team that is sneaky fighting for their playoff life also.
Yeah,
in the
they're struggling right now, man.
There's no guarantee that three teams are going to make it from the NFC North, even though I would gladly take any team from the NFC North over whoever is the champion of the NFC South. And then when you look at the 4 o'clock game, the digestion game, it's borderline a playoff game for both teams. Like Chiefs lose, they'll have six losses with.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Five games to go. There's probably another L on the board for them. and the Cowboys are surging. I'm a big I'm a believer in Dak Prescott basically kind of being in the MVP conversation with the way he's been playing lately. I give Dallas a significant chance, even though the Chiefs are a 3-point favorite. Like, I absolutely think Dallas can hang in this game.
Dude, the love that Jerry Jones is getting, it's amazing to me how he was such a buffoon for trading Micah Parsons to start the season. And now, he's a genius. Do you see how good their defense is playing? They win two games in a row. And it is amazing how people covered the Cowboys. It's the most irrational team to cover.
Yep.
The swings are so far in one direction. Like, what do you guys think of Brian Schottenheimer?
He's doing a surprisingly good job.
Fine. I'm not a huge fan.
He was a boob to start the season. And, you know, you see his locker room kind of stuff. And you're like, well, I don't know. The offense is playing pretty good. The defense is, I just kind of thought, he's kind of like Sirianni to me. Like, from the outside looking in, I'd go, how does anybody buy into this guy? But he kind of gets, as long as the players are buying in, like, so there's something to Brian's style that I just didn't like from where I'm sitting, but it seems like the players are kind of, buying into it.
He's also navigated the straits of having to deal with a player and a teammate among many that passed away in season, so they've handled that pretty well. I mean, guys are getting open if you want to just say, like, play design looks pretty good as far as from where I'm sitting. You know, if you want to say that's all Pickens and CeeDee Lamb, I get you, but...
Is Schottenheimer the OC?
Yeah, he's the play caller, the OC. And if we're going to give Vrabel his flowers, remember when we talked about he benched Christian Barmore and then they hugged it out and they were all happy? Well, Schottenheimer did the exact same thing. He benched Pickens and CeeDee Lamb for their night out in Vegas, and midway through the second quarter they scored, and he's hugging them and they're dapping up and they're like cool as can be on the side. We got to give him credit. I don't know if it's sustainable, but he's making it work. Also a visor guy, so I got to support him.
That's a pivotal. Yeah, you get visor guys. You're all the same.
Trust him, Ted.
Right? Serious. But you can point to that Las Vegas game and that decision where it could have gone either way.
Yep. Could have ended it. Could have probably ended his career.
Also, in any game, I want to point out, like, when they play these indoor games, guys, and they have Brandon Aubrey, a 70-yard field goal is not off the table.
Absolutely. No. They're a talented team in all three phases. They can beat you on offense, they can beat you on defense, and they can beat you in the kicking game. They're a pretty good football team. And just to put a bow on this, the Kansas City thing, I don't think this is just a must-win game in terms of make the playoffs this season. We're talking about, is their dynasty kind of petering out, right? You go to the Super Bowl and you get smoked. Now are you going to not go to the AFC title game, maybe not win the division, maybe not make the playoffs? Like, where is that going in Kansas City in terms of who they are longer term? Is the dynasty kind of on fumes here in Kansas City? So but the flip side is maybe beat Dallas, get back into the hunt, get in the playoffs, win on the road, and it could go the other way. So anyway, it's a great 2 days of football we have. Later in the show, 5:30, we will do our pick six parlay because obviously, some of the best games. Two wins last week.
10-2.
I went 2-0 with all my picks. But we're going to do our pick six parlay heading into this great slate of games this weekend. Up next, though, I did want to pay a little homage to high school football. Thanksgiving is a special day in Massachusetts, some in Rhode Island. Not everywhere do they play Thanksgiving morning football, and even to the point where it's become an issue with Super Bowls and playoffs here in Massachusetts, but it is a special day. We'll talk a little bit about that, and I want to talk to Ted what he thinks about Thanksgiving Day football and everything that goes into the tradition around here. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI.
10-2!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.